This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before we begin, a reminder to please rate and review us. It helps people find the show. Hey, I'm John Gonzalez, host of Sports Illustrated Weekly. I recently appeared on SI's podcast Open Floor with staffer Rohan Nadkarni, where we discussed tampering in the NBA, league expansion, and a host of other topics. We hope you'll go to that feed and listen to the entire show. But here, we began that conversation by remembering legend Bill Russell, who recently passed away at 88. As a special bonus episode of our show, here's that part of Open Floor where we remember and pay tribute to Russell, a man who was an incredible basketball player, but whose legacy extended well beyond the court to his admirable and important work as an activist fighting for social justice and civil rights. We hope you'll enjoy the discussion. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is a special bonus crossover with Open Floor about Bill Russell. May he rest in peace.
Well, Gonz, we have some, you know, some sad news to start the show today. Obviously,
yes.
On Sunday at 88, I mean, there's nearly, you can say Celtics legend. It's selling him short, Bill Russell. Dying at age 88 on Sunday. Man, it's kind of just hard to believe that someone like his life even existed, you know? And there's been so many beautiful tributes. Our colleague Chris Mannix writing a column today that his number 6 should be retired across the league. I'm fully in support of that. The thing that strikes me about Bill Russell is that, you know, I joke on this podcast, like, I don't care about any basketball that happened before 1980, blah, blah, blah. Mostly just to dig at the Celtics titles that Pina's always talking about. But in all seriousness, I think, like, the basketball, when you talk about Bill Russell, the basketball really does come so far down the list, even though he's one of the most accomplished athletes in the history of sports, especially team sports. But just... the issues that he stood for, not only when he was an athlete, I mean, someone who stood with Colin Kaepernick, for example, these last few years, and just reading the stories about the explicit racism that he dealt with. Mm-hmm. It's not that these things never happen anymore, but the degree to which they were happening to him, it's just hard to believe that it's just hard to believe that it happens sometime. It's so far removed from yours and I's reality, for example. Just truly an incredible person.
Yeah, I mean, you and I both on this program and elsewhere love to delight in making fun of the Boston Celtics. But when Bill Russell, somebody of his stature, passes, that goes, you know, like the snarkiness goes out the window, and like you can mm-hmm. fully appreciate him and his life as a person. And to be honest with you, like the preponderance of my thoughts about Bill Russell passing have nothing to do about basketball, yeah. right? Because he was an incredible all-time Hall of Famer, and you know, obviously before our era, but anybody who's a basketball fan is well acquainted with the type of player that Bill Russell was, how transformative he was. He won 11 championships. He was a 12-time All-Star, an Olympic gold medalist. I wasn't thinking about any of that. I was thinking about the activism and the social justice mm-hmm. and how he fought for civil rights and was right in the thick of it. I mean, this is a guy who was born in the Deep South in Louisiana, whose parents and family were subject to deeply dehumanizing Jim Crow laws. And that shaped his existence, right? I mean, throughout the entirety of his life, this was a man who stood up and spoke out for the things that he knew to be right against laws and thought processes that he knew to be wrong. And I just like have such deep respect, abiding, long living respect for somebody like that who, you know, when it comes to professional athletes, we've seen it, right? I mean, they live among us now, right? They live comfortable lives. Certainly during Bill Russell's era, they weren't compensated in the same way. But for the whole of sports existing, athletes mm-hmm. tend to live more comfortable lives than the rest of society. So you frequently have people who don't speak out and don't want to say anything about what's happening mm-hmm. In the world. Bill Russell was the opposite from the first to the last. And like I have, again, such deep respect for people like that who at potential expense to them say, this is what I think. This is what needs to change. This is what I believe to be right and wrong. And like all to his credit, he's a legend in so many ways and so much of it doesn't have anything to do with basketball.
Absolutely. And there's so many ways to talk about him. And, you know, one thing that really strikes me is, you know, we live obviously in a very kind of like charged moment in society and realizing the ways in which the systemic racism that he fought against, you know, the different ways in which it's manifesting itself now, right? Again, it's maybe not as explicit as some of the things that he dealt with. Doesn't mean it's gone away entirely, but just to think about, again, and I don't want to, it's just tough to think about the fact that there's going to be so many people who pay tribute to him today who are going to criticize the next round of athletes mm-hmm. who take the yep. similar stand that he did. And it goes back to his braveness and just how cool he was. And I just think about like how all the times I was at an All-Star weekend or at an event that he was at, or it's just so cool how much he was around the NBA. You can tell. I can't think of a single player who does not have just the utmost respect for him and what he means to the game and the influence that he still has on players. It's really beautiful. And it's just, he's such a larger than life figure to me. I think yeah. I've told the story on the podcast before. I know it told it to Pina at least, but I remember leaving Charlotte for All-Star Weekend once, and ahead of me in the security line at the airport was Bill Russell.
Yeah.
I was just so taken aback. I've never, ever, ever, ever been that starstruck in my entire life. I was like, this is like an American hero. I was like, why are we even making him go through security? Like, this is, I was like, you know, yep. I was like, do I shake his hand? Do I say something? I don't want to bother this guy. It just such a larger than life figure that, yeah, I know it sounds silly, but I sometimes can't believe he's real. I know I keep saying that, but when you see all the stories about, oh, when his house was vandalized, when the Celtics yeah. would go on road trips, or the fact that, you know, that exhibition strike that he led in Kentucky, it's like things like that are just, they're so far removed kind of from what we're dealing with today. It's crazy, man.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip.
I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So a long time ago, I'm older than you, a long time ago.
Look younger though, and it's really disconcerting.
It's really just lighting and special effects. Yeah. But a long time ago when I was first coming up, I was a senior writer for Boston Magazine, and I had the great fortune to speak with Bill Russell. You mentioned, you know, when his house was vandalized, when the Celtics would go on the road, that was something that a lot of the black players had to deal with. I talked to Casey Jones about it one time, and I had the great fortune of speaking with Bill Russell just about life in Boston as a black man. And like, he was so great about it and so thoughtful. And he said, you know, I think about myself first as a human being and as an activist and as an athlete second. But the symbolism of how he handled things in that city, I mean, like all the accomplishments we talk about with him and the Celtics, I think his greatest accomplishment and what really meant so much, not just to the black community, but sports writ large, he was the first black head coach of anyone of any of the four major sports in America. And he did it in Boston. And for people who don't really understand, Boston has a, let's call it, fraught history with race relations. They were famously, the Boston Red Sox were famously the last team to integrate in Major League Baseball. And then you have Bill Russell, who's this transformative figure who, despite the fact that his house was vandalized, was still a beloved figure in Boston and who loved Boston back, right? And didn't stop fighting for the things that he knew to be right, didn't excuse the racism that was prevalent in Boston, the undertones of it, sometimes the overtones of it, and yet was this unifying figure. And like, the way that he bridged that gap, I don't think that I would have had that grace, right? I don't think that if I was somebody who was in his position and came home and found my house vandalized or heard slurs on the street, that I could turn the other cheek and go, no, you know, I'm going to keep fighting for these things, but also I can see the good in people who aren't like that. But that was Bill Russell. And like, when he was given the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Obama, he said, I hope that this is an indication that I led a good life. And man, did he.
That's really well said, John, and you nailed it. I mean, yeah, you and I are not going to be able to unpack kind of fully that era of American society and the race relations in Boston. And I think you bring up a good point. Like, he did love the city, and there are black people in Boston who loved him. And there's so many layers to that situation. And it was so complicated. But you mentioned just the kind of the, you know, I also don't blame the people who don't have grace, but just kind of the integrity, which with he dealt with everything that came his way in his life is, it's really beautiful. And I do want to talk about him as a basketball player for a second, only in the sense that I just love how much of a competitor he was. Like you know, just even forget the championships and all those things. Like we always hear these stories about, you know, Michael Jordan or et cetera, these people who are kind of these legendary competitors. And I think you can put him in that category. I mean, there's that clip that, you know, a lot of people have shared. I remember watching it when it happened, but he's on stage at like the NBA Awards with all the other centers and he's pointing at all of them. And he's like, I would kick your ass. Like, that's awesome. You know, just that competitive spirit that he had. And there's a clip that I saw. Again, a lot of people have been posting this. I think he's talking to Kobe Bryant in an All-Star game. And he's like, I like to watch players. He's like, the way I like to watch basketball is I want to see what agenda players have when they're on the court and then what they're doing to try to fulfill that. You know, I'm paraphrasing. And I think that's just such an insight into he wants to see people compete, right? He wants to know what their agenda is. Is it to win? Is it to compete? And again, when you talk about his legacy as a basketball player, it goes so much more than the rings he won, but his approach to the game and, you know, wanting to be better than Wilt. Man, I just don't know that we have a figure like that anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they had some epic battles for sure. They pushed each other. I think they made each other better. That competition, that level of effort that you're talking about on the court. And again, for me, oh, that's great. But what he did off the court, like just is everything for me. But that level of effort that he gave in his life, it had to be exhausting.
Yeah.
Like think about how good he was as a basketball player. That alone takes supreme drive, focus, determination, just like knowing that you have to do it season in and season out. And then on top of that, off the court, you know, there's no rest for him. There was never any rest for him. Up till he was 88, he was just still going. He was just incredibly dynamic. And I want to bring it back to that Medal of Freedom thing too, because he didn't ever like tune out, right? In 2017, he posted a picture kneeling with that Medal of Freedom around his neck in solidarity with the NFL players who had been attacked and criticized by then President Trump. And I'm like, this guy doesn't take any time off. He's an octogenarian. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm not going to let this moment pass. He could, like, of all the people on the planet who could afford to let a pitch go by because of all the goodwill and effort that they had accrued, right? All the equity that they had put in, it would be Bill Russell. And he's like, nah, not taking this moment off. Like, that's Bill Russell.
That's such a great point. Yeah, that's such a good point. The effort, man. It has to be exhausting. All the things that he dealt with. And I'll just never know how someone's able to lead a life like that. And you mentioned, yeah, kneeling with that medal, like, that's truly, truly iconic. People use that phrase like freely now, jokingly now. That's truly iconic. And yeah, like you said, never let a pitch go by. Taking that stand again when people were being criticized by literally the president. Again, it's just integrity. That's what that is. That always being on the right side of history. It's really remarkable.
I mean, because obviously, you know, he's being feted today. Everybody's remembering him. He is one of the greats of all time and is remembered that way. But do you think that he got his full due? Like, did people properly remember Bill Russell and his legacy? Because we have an SI Now newsletter. It's written by Josh Rosenblatt. I highly recommend everybody subscribe to it. It's really good. Every day he's got some really fresh stuff in there. But so he unearthed this story from Frank DeFord, a legendary SI writer, and he has a quote in it from Tommy Heinsohn, who's also a Celtics legend, longtime Celtics color play-by-play guy. Here's the quote. I want to read it to you. And I think this frames it up. And this doesn't even get into the social justice, civil rights activism. This is just the basketball component. Tommy Heinsohn, quote, look, all I know is the guy won two NCAA championships, 50-something college games in a row, the 56 Olympics. Then he came to Boston and won 11 championships in 13 years. And they named an effing tunnel after Ted Williams.
Yeah. I saw that quote.
Excellent point.
Yeah. I think that probably, like, contemporarily, I don't know that he necessarily got enough respect. I do think later in his career, like, I think what the NBA did, like naming the finals MVP trophy after him, like a small but great gesture. I loved seeing him at the finals every year. I think they did a great job bringing him, like I said, to All-Star every year. I do think that at least within the NBA community, the last, at least as long as I've been covering the NBA, there's been so much respect for him, and you can see it with the players. And again, I think his willingness to kind of continue to take stands has really endeared him to players as well. That it's tough. I mean, how do you properly pay tribute to someone like him, right? Like it would take so many lifetimes for most other people to fit what he did in one, that I don't know how you could even like properly really pay tribute to him. But I do think at the very least, like, the respect and support I've seen from the NBA community for him, at least since I've been covering the league, at least that I think has matched what he deserves. But I'm with you. I mean, like, where do you stop with him? Like, truly a transformational figure and a leader in so many different ways.
What a life. I mean, honestly, what a life. Like, can I throw out one more thing?
Yeah, please.
He managed to do something in addition to all of this other stuff that I thought was impossible, which is make me think fondly of a Boston Celtic. Like, right? I mean, like, the guy's just like, he's just transformative and like, what a life lived. And the league, not just the league, but the country, you called him an American hero. That's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, during the civil rights movement, when he just didn't take a moment off. And every moment after that, for him to stand up for equality and civil rights is just, that is the defining legacy. And if he had done nothing else, it would have been an incredible life. And he did so much more.
Yeah. No, we're lucky to have shared time with him. You know what I mean? Is the way I look at it. You know, we could talk about Bill Russell all day. There's so many great tributes. Like, please read that Frank DeFord story. Read the Chris Mannix story. But whatever you can read about Bill Russell, his memoir, our good buddy Michael Pina, back when he was writing for GQ, wrote a piece about Bill Russell's memoir, which is harrowing in moments, but just so informational and educational in so many ways. Highly recommend people. I believe it's called Second Wind. Highly recommend people read that. Yeah, man. Like you said, what a life. I think that's the best way to put it.
Thanks for listening. And a reminder to please rate and review us wherever you listen. It helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit SI.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jordan Rizzieri, Jessica Yarmosky, and Isaac Lee, who was also our sound engineer. Our senior producers are Dan Bloom and Harry Swartow. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and me, John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider. Please be on the lookout for new episodes of Sports Illustrated Weekly hitting your feed this week, wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.